BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads.
Hello, here is the Scott Mills Daily for Friday the 16th of November. A fun-packed Friday-type show coming at ya, including our first attempt at making the greatest Christmas song of all time, one that will be played for years and years to come. More Dear Scott from the posh Radio 4 lady, more facts or not in real or no real, and we talk about confusing signs on toilet doors. Just put boy and girl.
BBC Radio 1.
So we've decided we want to make the best Christmas song ever, because no one really does it anymore. Not seriously, anyway. I know Coldplay had a go. And Keith Lemon. Oh, it wasn't Keith Lemon then, though, was it? It was the other one.
Ave Marian.
Yeah. And also The Darkness had a bit of a go. But they're not quite in the same league, are they? As, you know, the Mariahs, the Pogues, the Shakeys, the Whams. Those are the ones that everyone still plays and hears in shops at Christmas. And they were flipping ages ago. So we're trying to make one that will last forever, like those have. So we spoke to the King of Christmas yesterday, Noddy Holder, who's made one of those that's lasted forever. He has made so much money off of that one, like one song, 40 years that's been going. Now for us, who's the little one in Star Wars on the adverts, the little Muppet one?
The Muppet? Yoda?
Oh, what,
is
on
that
the phone
it?
Ad?
That's it,
yeah,
Yoda?
Yeah. The little green one.
For us, Noddy Holder is like our Yoda.
Yes.
I'm not calling him a Muppet. He's a legend. So we had him on yesterday to give us some advice on how to make this perfect Christmas song. And he told us, like, some tips on how they did it in their song.
The only thing Christmassy about our Christmas record was the lyrics. Everything else, it was a normal pop rock song.
If you think about it, there aren't really any kind of jingle bells or anything on that one.
Which one was his again?
His is Merry Christmas, everybody.
Right.
It's only just begun.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that one. And he was also saying some of the things that we need to have in our Christmas single.
Well, we didn't have any turkey or stuffing in ours, so maybe you could incorporate a bit of turkey and stuffing
or
in yours.
Stuffing, yeah.
Or pigs in blankets.
Yep. Pigs in blankets, that's always a good one, yeah. We didn't have Christmas pudding. Have you got any elves? You can manage to get some elves in yours. You know, you've got to have a few things that people relate to. So you've got to get a bit of family lyric in there so people can relate.
Such good tips. Thanks, Noddy.
Yeah. You've got to have a few things where you have a drop of sherry or a drop of alcohol.
Right.
That's got to be in there,
okay,
too.
Okay, so drink is on in it. Okay.
Drink's definitely got to be there at Christmas.
Okay. So Chris wrote all that down, all that top advice from the King of Christmas, Noddy Holder, yesterday. And you've got something for us.
Yeah, I thought I'd start us off with this songwriting. So I've done Christmassy lyrics, like he said, but I haven't really bothered with Christmassy music.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the advice he gave, wasn't it?
So, here it is for you anyway. And
okay, so is this a starting point or is this
I think, well, we can work from here. I mean, this might be the one. If this is what, you know, if this is what people like for their Christmas, if this is going to last 40 years,
this could
then
be the
we're
ultimate
done.
Christmas single. We've already done it.
But I thought we need to start somewhere, so here you go.
Okay. Let's hear it, shall we?
Ruddo.
I've sort of stuck to a winning formula, I think, with this one. Ready? Turkey crown, Brussels sprouts, Christmas pud, chocolate coins, reindeer, lots of beer, it's nearly here.
Christmas!
Nativity, wheels of cheese, Christmas trees, all the meats, mince pies, chicken thighs, family size.
Christmas!
Sweet, sherry, dry, sherry nans, getting very merry, pigs in blankets, port, stuffing, festive telly.
Christmas!
Snowball, baubles, fats are small, elves aren't tall, Churchill, snow might fall, it's very cool.
Christmas!
Ah, Santa, come in. I've been expecting you. Have some eggnog. Ah, Mrs. Claus, come in. Let's have some more eggnog. Half price, cracked ice, miles and miles of carpet tiles, TVs, deep freeze.
David Bowie LPs!
Pool games, gold chains, was names and attapush, some Trevor Francis track suits from a mush and shepherd's bush.
Bush,
bush, bush, bush, bush, bush, bush, bush, bush, bush, bush, bush, bush, bush, bush.
Christmas!
What were we thinking of that then?
Well, when we were recorded our backing vocals, I was like, David Bowie LPs, I'm sure that's from something else.
Mm.
And actually, it turns out, I think, that you the last verse is just Only Fools and Horses.
Oh, you noticed.
Yeah.
Well, yes.
And also, it's quite similar to the one you did for Skyfall.
Yes, well, it's not, but he said it just needs to be Christmassy lyrics. I put in all the lyrics he said, and I used the Skyfall song because that seemed quite popular, you know?
Okay, I appreciate your input. I can't see this being the one that's going to be on for 40 years.
Really?
Well, I don't know, though.
Alistair and Darby says, oh, God, not that theme again.
I know.
It's going to be in my head all week.
No one then.
Okay. I mean, I appreciate the work you've done, because it sounds like you've really, really put like a lot of effort into it.
Do you know what, though? A lot of people on text are saying that it could be the one.
Really?
Yeah.
It's quite short as well, which is like is a bonus, really.
It's a little bit different to...
Do it again?
I'm well up for that, yeah.
Okay. This is going to get in people's heads now for the weekend.
Do you like this bit?
Hello, if you're listening to the podcast. Little Christmas there.
Turkey crown, Brussels sprouts, Christmas pud, chocolate coins, reindeer, lots of beer, it's nearly here.
Christmas!
Nativity, wheels of cheese, Christmas trees, all the meats, mince pies, chicken thighs, family size.
Christmas!
Sweet, sherry, dry, sherry nans, getting very merry, pigs in blankets, port, stuffing, festive telly.
Christmas!
Snowball, baubles, fat are small, elves aren't tall, Churchill, snow might fall, it's very cool.
Christmas!
Ah, Santa, come in. I've been expecting you. Have some eggnog. Ah, Mrs. Claus, come in. Let's have some more eggnog.
Whose voice is this?
I'm not convinced about that bit.
Half price, cracked ice, miles and miles of carpet tiles, TVs, deep freeze.
David Bowie LPs!
Pool games, gold chains, was names and Attapus and Trevor Francis, track suits from a mush and shepherd's bush.
Bush,
bush, bush, bush, bush, bush, bush, bush, bush, bush, bush, bush, bush, bush,
Christmas!
I love doing that bit.
It's so rubbish, it's amazing. But I think the weirdest bit is, do you rhyme elves aren't tall with fats and small?
Yes, I did.
Why are they still in it?
Well, because I had to find something that rhymed with bauble.
They were in the other one.
Yes, they were.
There's nothing Christmassy about them.
Well, if people let people decide if that's what they want as a Christmas
Stick
song.
Stick a
there
festive
is.
Hat on Ben, you'd be there.
It's a starting point anyway.
All right, cool. Well, I mean, maybe that is already the greatest Christmas song ever. Maybe you've just made it, like in a day. Please let us know what you think.
It's just hard to tell in this studio, isn't it?
It
I mean,
is.
It's like, I don't know what people are really thinking.
You don't know what people are thinking outside of this box.
No, yeah. I can tell you what Antonia's thinking. She says, too much bush.
Okay. Too much bush.
Yeah. All right, well, that's good. Constructive.
Well, we can trim that down a bit, can't we?
At BBCR1 on Twitter, 81199, or go on Radio 1 Facebook. Your honest feedback, please. Thank you.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, it's Scott Mills on BBC Radio 1, and it's Friday and all that. So we had Adam Richman off Man vs. Food, Man vs. Food Nation, Adam Richman's Best Sandwich in America, all them, all the food-based shows he's on at the moment. What a good guest. A lot of food discussion was had, and then the next day we were talking about foods that we'd quite like to eat with Adam. We've decided we'd like to go to the pub with him, but even better, we'd like to just sit down and have all the courses with him and all the meats. So this did lead to a discussion on pork. So for some easy Scott Mills points, just guess, put your answer on Twitter at BBC01, or you can text 81199. How many times in 50 seconds, the day after Adam came in, did we mention the word pork?
It was a lot.
Yeah, it was quite a discussion, wasn't it? It was quite intense.
Mm.
I'm going to say 12.
In 50 seconds.
It's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm going to go 9.
9, you're saying? Okay. Let's find out as us lot talk about pork after Adam Richman comes into the show. I'd like to have pulled pork with him.
Never tried it myself.
Have you not?
No. The one that doesn't speak's a big fan.
Yeah, he loves the pulled pork.
Sorry, you can get packaged pulled pork?
Yeah.
Really?
Someone's already done the pulling bit.
Oh, it's dinner sorted then. I can't believe
Oh, you still have to pull it yourself, apparently. I thought it was already pulled.
So you've got to pull your own packaged pork. Packaged pork.
Yeah, you've got to pull your own pork.
Well, surely that's just pork then, isn't it? Or is it a special type of pork that needs pulling?
Do you just
pulling?
Mean pork chop, the one that doesn't speak? And you're just pulling it apart?
So is it a special type of pork?
I think he's
pulling?
Going to supermarkets, like, upper class. I don't think he's going to the ones
Packaged
that we go to.
Pulled pork, who would have thought?
I know.
We have to pull it yourself.
You have to pull it yourself, though.
I thought it was pre-pulled.
So it's not. No, no.
Pre-pulled, pulled, packaged, pulled pork.
What a discussion. 47, says Mark in Wales. Way off. In 50 seconds. That would have just been pop, 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 pop. Hello, Tash, who says 16. Mark, who says 27. We mentioned in 50 seconds the word pork 11 times. If you said 11, give yourself 10 Scott Mills points.
Pulled, packaged, pulled pork.
That's right. Pull your own pork.
Packaged, pulled pork.
That's right. Yeah, he loves the pulled pork. The Scott Mills Daily. So we have some Dear Scots left from yesterday. So if you have written in, you were listening yesterday and thinking, hello, where's mine? Well, it might be on this little batch here from the PR4L. It's your forum. Get in touch. Tell me what you want to say. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Can be literally anything. Questions, answers to things that maybe we've talked about on the show. Whatever.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris, the one that doesn't speak, and the PR4L. I have a bit of an issue. Me and my boyfriend went out for a meal last week to a well-known restaurant that sounds like Cranky and Jenny's. Well, in said restaurant, I went to the loo. I was sat on the toilet when I could hear what sounded like someone off of Italy. Yeah. But when I left the cubicle, it became much clearer. Instead of music being played through the speakers in the toilet, which I thought was the norm, it was a Learn Italian CD. It would say, "Hello, pleased to meet you." And then it would go, "Ciao, piacere di conoscerti." I couldn't believe what I was hearing and kept looking at the other ladies washing their hands to see if they were as shocked as me. Most of them just washed their hands and left. The rest of them looked at me as if to say it was normal for them to learn a language on the loo. Could you please clear this up for me? Is this normal? I feel like I've been missing out in life. Is that a normal setting for people to learn languages? Oh, I don't know. Love you, your biggest fan. Emma, 19, off of Langholm. P.S. I went to your movie in Carlisle. It was one of the best days of my life. Smiley. P.P.S. I was the one that sent Becky and Chris a message on Twitter from Pizza Hut, and they both replied, laughing smiley.
OK, good. So, thank you very much. I'm glad you enjoyed the Radio 1 movie in Carlisle. That seems like ages ago now. But I have to agree with you. The first time I went to Cranky and Jenny's, it really confused me. I was like, where is this Italian coming from? It's out the little tongued speaker above you as you're doing your thing. Have you noticed this?
Yeah, I had it once. I spent ages in there once because I thought it's cheaper to pay for a bolognese than it is to pay for like a £200 language course or like one of them CDs. Like a bolognese is only like £7, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you just go in there, sit in the loo for a couple of hours. Like, I think your friends, after a while, start to wonder if you're all right.
You can just text them and go, "Listen, I'm fine, I'm just learning Italian."
So how does
and
that work?
And your legs go all like pins and needles, yeah. But, you know.
But do you get your bolognese delivered to the toilet then, if you're in there the whole time? Like, has anyone ever done that? No.
No.
Now, that is room service, isn't it?
It's like where you got to say, you know where you say where your table is? It's like, well...
It's,
third cubicle on the left.
Isn't that restaurant as well the ones, well, one of the ones that's got the really confusing signs where I don't know whether it's the men's or the ladies? Do you know the ones I mean? It's like, which one?
I hate that.
I hate that.
I really hate when you go into a bar or somewhere like that
excuses,
and they use those
excuses.
And they use those really vague pictures on the wall.
Yes.
And it's just like, you shouldn't, they're meant to be there to help. You shouldn't be having a guess.
Just say, gents, ladies.
Yeah.
Don't try and posh it up by putting something on there, like...
Or just make it clear with the right pictures, you know, an obvious picture.
Well, what is an obvious picture?
Well, you know exactly what I'm thinking.
Sometimes
like
in some of them...
sometimes I look more like the man than the woman on those toilet door signs.
Sometimes...
Do you know what I mean? There are a lot of women that look more like the men.
There sometimes are some places where you just can't tell between the men and the women.
Some of them, it is just a small triangle is the difference.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, to indicate a dress.
I have this a lot. And after a few drinks, it's really, really confusing. I'm sure that other people will feel the same. Just put boys, girls, gents, ladies, and we're all sorted.
Or an obvious picture.
Yes. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, TOTDS, Chris, and PR4L. I was just stalking Chris's Twitter pictures, winking smiley, and noticed he always seems to opt for a mouth-closed, sort of half-smile pose. This got me wondering if Chris has wonky teeth and is trying to hide them. Or maybe something more exciting, like a full set of gold teeth. Pun sticking out smiley. I think Chris should go for a full-on cheesy grin in his next picture. From Adam in Coventry.
Why don't
now,
you
this
do
is
that?
A
okay.
subject that we get so much, like, correspondence on, and
really?
I don't understand people's obsession with it. Like, there are so many people that have texted and tweeted in going, why doesn't Chris open his mouth and pictures as like it's against the law?
Right, OK. I don't...
Explain yourself.
Right, OK, I will. It has been something that has bothered me from a very young age. For right. some reason, when I smile, I can't do the whole... So I hate more than anything having to have, like, school photos or... When I was at uni, oh. my graduation photo, and they're like, smile. I'm like, I am smiling. This is me smiling.
Right, so what can't you do? When you smile, you can't open your mouth?
I can't... No, I just... Watch, I will show you.
Right.
OK, this is good on the radio.
Right, OK,
so
I'll
I can't
explain.
Smile
the reason
like that.
That he doesn't smile with his mouth open is he looks completely crazy.
It's just not... It's
he
just...
tends... He does, like, when he opens his mouth and shows his teeth, he's like, his eyes come out of his head, his eyebrows are halfway up to his... Like...
Show me. Yeah, that's weird.
It's weird. So
can we put
it's
a
all
picture
right
you, of you with a
no.
full... Please.
No, because I don't like it. That's
but
the
please.
Whole reason I... So I'm sorry I if it annoys people, but I'm just going to continue to smile exactly...
Imagine, like, a really excited slash stunned Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Like, wacky face.
That's it.
Like, any, basically any Jim Carrey face.
I just... Do you know what? I haven't got the confidence to do that oh. kind of cheesy smile.
What
that
about if Scott was to get you
do?
A set of gold teeth?
I'd love that.
Or what about if you had, like a mouth guard? Like a gum shield?
Well, why would I have that?
Like from rugby. Maybe that might help.
Help what? Exactly. Cover...
Cover up your teeth, like, give I you just, a bit more...
If it's all right with you, I'll just...
You carry
know,
on.
I'm sorry.
If you don't like doing it, then don't do it. I know what you mean sometimes about smiling in pictures.
I hate it.
It's not my favourite. And next...
Dear Scott, maybe you could record a song by Lawrence and the Machine, smiley, James.
That's not a bad idea.
What, Lawrence off of Loving the Trolls?
Yeah. And we've taken that thought. Lawrence... And the Machine. Listen up.
You talentless twerp. You talentless twerp. Go away. Idiot. You have the music taste of a 10-year-old girl. I would rather poke out my eyeballs with rusty spoons and replace them with pickled onions rolled in salt while listening to Fern Cotton on repeat. Then listen to that. Talentless twerp. Talentless twerp.
Lawrence and the Machine on Radio 1.
I'd love to hear Lawrence and the Machine in the live lounge.
I would.
And doing some covers.
I'd quite like to hear Lawrence and the Machine doing Florence and the Machine songs.
Yes.
You've got the love. Anything else you want to say? scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, seriously. Okay, you've got two toilets there. You've got a squirrel one and you've got a badger one. One's got a picture of a squirrel on, one's got one of a badger on. Which one do you go in as a lady? Go, Becky.
Badger.
Why?
Because it hasn't got the nuts. I don't know. I would say squirrels have nuts, so therefore I'm going to be a badger.
It's a little bit tenuous, though, isn't it? After a night out, you're like, OK, right, let me just do this. Hang on. Oh, this is making my head hurt a bit. I really need to go to the loo now.
You've got, like, Wikipedia various animals to find out exactly
yeah.
why you would...
Like, everyone's saying different things on text and Twitter and Facebook, and everyone is contradicting each other.
Which okay. one would you go for?
I would go... I actually don't know.
I'd go squirrel.
I would probably go in squirrel and then go in the cubicle and then hear, like, the clip-clop of high heels and be like, oh, I got it wrong. And ladies talking. I've done that before. OK, here's another one. From Jess in Kent. Imagine you've got two toilets there next to each other. One, picture of a cowboy hat. One, picture of cowboy boots. Go.
Oh, hat.
No, why? You see, I'd say hat.
What? Because I'm not going to wear cowboy boots. I'd wear... A hat.
Oh, you no. see, I thought it was cowboy boots because there's that song, isn't there? Was it Jessica Simpson who did the boots are made of walking? That one. So
So I choose this toilet because Jessica Simpson once had a song about boots. And
she's a girl.
Right, so you'd say, because of Jessica Simpson...
I'd say the girl should be in boots.
Right, and you would go hat.
The boots will walk all over
See,
you.
See, me and the one that didn't speak, we would both say, well, we'd go in boots.
Would you?
Who would know?
Well, then,
what even
the
is
best
that?
Advice, if you're not sure, is put your head round the side of boots and just to double check before you burst in.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Ready for Real or Nowhere, or all last one of the week. So, some of these, not real in any way. Completely made up of someone with a really... vivid imagination. Some of these, though, are actual real ones that you can amaze your friends with. They'll be amazed. You tell me, real or no real, 10 Scott Mills points for everyone you get right. Play along at home.
Taylor Swift spent most of her childhood on an 11-acre Christmas tree farm.
Swifty.
Mm. Was that the Swifty family business, then?
Trees.
Trees.
I can see that. I reckon her dad's like one of them lumberjacks. Do you know what I mean?
That would explain some of the music, the sort of country music, wouldn't it?
What are you saying?
Well, I'm saying...
I think he might have been a Mountie.
I'm saying before
right.
She went...
What, from... Okay.
I can just imagine it. Or him in, like, a Czech shirt. I don't know why. That's what I'm saying Swiftie's dad's like.
Yeah.
So, Christmas tree farm, she spent 11 years of her life on it.
I'm saying no real.
I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Explains you were right.
Yeah. Next.
William Shakespeare never owned a pen.
I'm going to sound really stupid, but had they been invented then?
I don't know. Was it quill?
Was it a feather?
And does that count as a pen?
I think it does, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right. So he definitely had a quill, because I've seen him on TV with one.
Well, he didn't. He didn't have a laptop, did he?
No.
But I've definitely seen him use a quill.
You've seen Shakespeare on TV?
Yeah. He must have done as well.
With a quill.
Pen in hand.
Yeah.
He must have... Yeah, this is ridiculous. This is no real.
No real.
That one is no real.
Yep, he did have a pen.
Told you I'd seen him.
Next.
Mwahaha and lols have been added to the Oxford English Dictionary.
Mm. Mwahaha.
Mwahaha and lols.
No. I don't know why lols might have done.
Yeah, I can see why lols would be in, but mwahaha.
Who says mwahaha?
No one.
People that go ba 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 ba
ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba
mwahaha, that's like comic villain, isn't it? Rather than
it's like mwahaha.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I think. That's what I'm saying anyway.
How did you imagine it?
Yeah.
Well, no, no
not
that
dissimilar to my normal laugh.
No, I agree.
How did you imagine it?
Well, I agree with Scott. It's more the villain.
Like?
Mwahaha.
Real or no real?
Real.
No real.
That one is real.
Yes.
Nick Grimshaw will be pleased. And next.
Due to the popularity of the Shreddies advert, there is now an annual knitting tournament held in Cornwall.
Is that where they were invented, in Cornwall?
I don't know.
No, isn't it? Because the nans, they're knitted by nans.
So why is it in Cornwall?
Maybe they like them there?
I'm
saying no real.
Yeah, I can't... Yes.
It's not a knitting tournament.
No.
Well, there might be, but I think it's unrelated to breakfast cereal.
In the sense of what would the competition even
Fastest
be?
Fastest one to knit a scarf.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd kind of like...
Nans go
like
at real
it.
Speed.
It's a bit like the nan versus food idea. I'm going to say no real.
No real.
That one is a no real.
Yes.
Lots of people seem to be knitting at the moment, though. I've noticed it. On trains.
What do you mean?
Like quite young girls knitting.
Really?
It's quite quite relaxing, I think. Quite therapeutic. Next.
James Bond has killed 150 men and slept with 44 women since the first film came out in 1962.
I don't think that's that many. I think it's more than that, so I'm going to say no real.
You don't think that's
No,
that
I think
many.
It's I think it's more than that.
More boffing?
Well, of both.
Yeah.
Think of all the villains and all the baddies, and like it's not just the main villain that gets it, is it? It's all the other ones as well.
Yeah, that's a good point. There would be more, surely. I'm saying no real.
So more villains and more ladies?
Yes.
Yeah.
That one is real.
Oh.
He seems like he's always at it, but maybe not.
He's gone down in my eyes now.
Let me hear that again. How many was it? There it is.
James Bond has killed 150 men and slept with 44 women since the first film came out in 1962.
That's quite a lot.
It's only one a year, though. Less than one a year.
Yeah.
I thought he was a ladies' man.
Next.
Buzz Aldrin has a phobia of open spaces and Derry Lee slices.
Is this one of those ones that's so weird it's true?
It's very specific.
It is too specific.
It's a very specific cheese, that, to be afraid of. I'm saying it's too... Why would he?
But sometimes some people don't like the texture of things, do they?
No. But that's not really a fear, is it? I'm going to say no real.
Real. It's too specific for it to be fake.
That one is a no real.
Oh, I forgot to put the marks down for the James Bond one as well. I'll just give me three.
Okay. Next.
Vinnie Jones once ate his own football boot for a bet.
Oh, I reckon this is real. It's the kind of thing you might do.
What are you going to do about the studs, though?
I don't know.
And the laces?
It's got to be a bit dry as well, surely.
The whole boot, or just a nibble on the end?
Maybe with a condiment. I'm saying real.
Not real.
That one is no real.
And at the end of that, what have we got?
I've got 12 and Chris has got 2.
Congratulations. Is that made up or real?
Yeah, I forgot.
That's no real.
Okay.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
OK, you've had a few drinks. This has happened to one of our listeners. You go to the pub toilets. There are two doors. One says mango. One says no mango. What do you do? Go.
Is that another word for a...
I don't know, but what? Which is yours or mine?
Well, I don't know. I don't call mine mango.
You don't call mine mango.
You see, I'm thinking about this, that... It's the men go to the man goes, you see? And no man goes on one door.
Oh, come on, no!
Like, you wouldn't be able to work that out. Well, I wouldn't, after a few glasses of wine.
Yeah.
So I go to no mango?
Yes, and I'll go to the mango.
Oh, right, because you're mango.
But it's rubbish.
Yeah, but if it was a picture of mangoes,
you,
I would have...
No mango. Get it?
Yes.
Okay, right, I see what you're saying. Good. But, like, seriously, make it men and women. Boys and girls. Gents, ladies, whatever.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We need a recount on the pork. Pork recall. Someone says there's more than 11 pulled porks in the... Well, 11 porks in the discussion we're having about Adam Richman off Man versus Food. Can we recount, please? And can we count carefully this time? There's been some dispute. I'd like to have pulled pork with him.
Never tried it myself.
Have you not?
No. The one that doesn't speak's a big fan.
Yeah, he loves the pulled pork.
Sorry, you can get packaged pulled pork?
Yeah.
Really?
Someone's already done the pulling bit.
Oh, it's dinner sorted then. I can't believe
Oh,
that.
You still have to pull it yourself, apparently. I thought it was already pulled.
So you've got to pull your own packaged pork. Packaged pork.
Yeah, you've got to pull your own pork.
Well, surely that's just pork then, isn't it? Or is it a special type of pork that needs pulling?
Do you just mean pork chop, the one that doesn't speak? And you're just pulling it apart?
So is it a special type of pork?
I think he's
pulling?
Going to supermarkets like upper class. I don't think he's going to the ones that we go to.
Pork, who would have thought?
I know.
We have to pull it yourself.
You have to pull it yourself, though.
I thought it was pre-pulled.
So it's not. No, no.
Pre-pulled, packaged, pulled pork.
Okay, I can see where the confusion comes in. At one point, Chris says...
Pulled
pork, and then he goes, pulled pork. Now, because he doesn't do the... does that count as one or not?
No.
Okay,
has to
so
be the
it's still 11, then.
So still 11. Sorry, folks. If it's not got a K on the end, it's not pork. It's poor. Thanks. So that was Friday's free download for Scott Mills Daily. Hit subscribe and you'll get it delivered magically every day, all our best bits. And if you liked Chris's attempt at the Christmas song, there is a good video on YouTube now. Go to the Radio 1 YouTube channel, just type it in, Radio 1, into YouTube, and you'll see a video to go along with the song if you want to see it. We're back on Monday from 1 o'clock. Our friends Frisky and Manish will be in to help us write the greatest Christmas song ever.
BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.